This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
I wouldn't say Eric and Dennis.
Well, yeah. Today we have Joey Burgoyne, the great Joey Burgoyne, who's actually one of us as being an IT guy.
I've been initiated.
I've said that for years, dude. You're still one of us.
I mean, the cloche is nice that I get to wear. I'll take it.
Anyway, Joey is sitting in for Eric. And he's going to drive, so you're not going to have me driving the board today.
I'm going to drive this thing right into the ground. Show's going to need a software update by the time I'm done with it.
Yeah, and we all know what happens with software updates.
Yeah, we got stories about that.
Crash and burn all over the place.
Yeah. Updates are not always up. But I like that, you know, they fix bugs. Can you tell me which bugs you fixed and what the new ones are going to be?
I know. I hate that too, but that's the way it is. And as a matter of fact, when you go onto like Apple's website, when they do an OS release, there's like two sentences in there as to what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, you don't know what they're doing behind the scenes. And a lot of it is for security reasons. They don't really want to disclose what they're doing in the code.
Which is fine.
I get that. But come on, be a little more open about what you're doing. It would help a little bit.
And maybe a subsection, you know, bug fixes, new bugs introduced.
Because there's always new
ones.
There's
always a new bug. I got stories. Everyone's got a story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I could tell you tons of them. At any rate, what I do have is a news article about Amazon and what they're doing with their Fire Sticks.
Mm.
They used to have these nice Android-based devices.
Easy to use.
Very easy to use. Very simple. And one of the side effects of being basically an Android device is that there were ways to sideload apps.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it would normally give you Amazon's own app store.
Yeah.
To load your channels and stuff, which is very limited. But, like I said, because it's Android, you could go around that and you could get like Google Play Market on it and some other stores.
I don't want to say I've done that, but I've heard of people that have done that.
I've done it. I actually do have a Fire Stick.
I got a stick.
I don't use it anymore.
I got two Fire Sticks and the Fire TV, which was all the rage too.
Oh.
That was going against the NVIDIA Shield back in the day.
Right. And that, because it was Android-based, then it was the NVIDIA Shield's main competition.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, Amazon got tired of people evading their app store. So they invented their own OS for their devices, and that is now what they are selling. I think it's called Vega is the new OS name. It's not Android. It's Vega.
Sounds Apple-esque. We're going to lock it down.
Yeah, lock it down harder. At any rate, you're not going to be able to sideload things on any of the new Fire Sticks. Isn't that wonderful?
And that was a good use because I had a few like the older Kindles that the kids had growing. And they got to the point and like their own app store wouldn't update the apps that were on it.
Right, because the device was beyond a certain age,
yeah,
and they weren't going to deploy anything to it anymore.
But you were able to sideload apps.
Right.
So like you have a Kindle or something like that, the kids want to use it for YouTube, you're able to sideload YouTube through the Google Play Store. Not no more.
Nope. And it's just going to get harder and harder to do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way things are.
Well, they can take the money they are getting from Meta.
They're getting money from Meta?
Everyone gets money from Meta, unless you use Meta. No one's giving me money from using Facebook or Instagram.
Well, no. They're giving you use of it for free, right?
As Eric says,
you are the commodity. Yes.
We need to coin like the Eric-isms over the years. We need a best of Eric-isms line or something.
You are the commodity.
You are the commodity.
There's no free lunch.
Yeah, because Meta's spent, I like the headline.
Meta
signs multi-billion-dollar deal
Oh, multi-billion.
Billion
with a B.
B. My gosh. To use Amazon's chips for agent. How do you say it, Dennis? Because I can't pronounce it.
Agentic.
Agentic AI. So we're going to become more self-learning.
Right. And just so that people know, agentic AI is when you are using something like a chatbot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a conversational tool rather than an instructional tool like Notebook LM, some other things like that.
Saw this movie with Will Smith and a robot come to life and become self-aware. I mean, AI has its place. It's good and bad. But things like this, where, you know, Meta is signing this deal to use Amazon's chip, or if anyone's bought RAM or building a computer or in that, and any nerd geek out there, or if you're having problems, me and Dennis will still take your calls. So you're more than welcome to call in to 860-522-9842. Eric's not here, but I will do my best with Dennis's help.
Yeah, you're going to be okay.
And that, if anyone out there has computer, back in the day, you know, a computer part failed.
Uh-huh.
You just went out and got another one, replaced
it.
Now it's everything's no.
Right.
You want to replace that, remortgage your house.
You went out to Circuit City or Computerland or wherever, and you got your part. Or Radio Shack even.
Yeah.
Radio Shack used to sell computer components. But no more of that.
Now you can't even get a third-party laptop charger most times. They give you warnings, not the compatible charger.
Right.
I know this. My laptop does that every time I plug it in my office because I'm going through a USB hub.
There's got to be a way to turn that off, though.
Yeah, they update it.
Somewhere in BIOS.
They're
going to
fix that bug. They're going to do a bug update.
There's got to be a place in BIOS where you can turn off that flag.
Yeah. But now there's a story. I saw a guy who's Dr. Semiconductor. He's on YouTube.
Oh.
I was reading a story. He basically created his own RAM. In his shed.
In his shed?
Turned his shed into a clean room.
Oh.
And he goes, you can search the video up after the show and listen, watch it. He goes through the whole process of basically DIYing RAM. So we're getting to the point where we have to make our own computer parts like the Gestapo. We just can't afford them.
Well, yeah, because RAM is now, you know, it's disappearing all over the place because all the data centers are vacuuming it up so they can build their agentic AI.
And you got a super micro, which basically cut off the entire consumer line.
Oh, yeah.
Just to produce for massive data centers.
Right. Well, that's where the money is, right? In the servers.
And we've had these bubbles for years. Years ago, it was, you know, GPUs, your graphics card, because everyone was Bitcoin mining.
Oh,
so they
right.
were using all the graphics cards went up.
Well, yeah, graphic cards became expensive, and then they became even just hard to even get one. Even if you had, you know, all the money in the world to buy them, you just still couldn't get them.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can actually find them, but they're still expensive.
And a lot of companies, Nvidia or whoever, your brand of choice, red or green in a graphics card, is bringing back, we'll say, air quote, outdated ones because they have to fill the supply gap.
Right, right. And they're filling it up with what they can crank out quickly to fill that gap rather than current technology that's a little harder to produce but would perform better with modern software.
Yeah.
So
the better deal might not be the better deal if you're shopping out there.
True.
You might be buying a graphics card that's 6-7 years old in the price range you're looking for.
Literally 6 or 7 years old. Yes, that's a major problem, actually.
And now it's RAM. So, I mean, if we can crystal ball the future, what's next in the line? I mean, processors in general between AMD and Intel are always a battle. Power supplies are, you know, are we going to get down to peripherals eventually? Keyboards, mice, printers, monitors.
I'm waiting for those to get to be harder to find. I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for it because it's going to happen.
And I've seen stories. I've tried to understand it. Because it's a valid question that I see people on Reddit or in, you know, different forums or chat groups talking about this. Ramp up supply. You know, if they know the demand is there for these manufacturers, whether you're making RAM or GPUs, which are also using the RAM, ramp up supply. But they don't know what the next bubble, and they don't know when that bubble is going to collapse.
No, no. And that's really one of the really severe problems that we have. It's one thing to know that there are going to be shortages of something, but in a lot of cases now, they can't really anticipate what it is that's going to be needed.
And you're not building a factory overnight.
Everything is drifting. The targets are changing from time to time. So how do you alter your production systems to match?
We need to use AI to tell us what we...
That's right.
That's it.
Let's let the AI tell us what we need to build.
That's the first step in tragic.
Well, that's how Skynet got created, right?
We see it happening right in front of us. And it's scary. Like, we're getting to that point.
It is almost terrifying.
Whether you watch Skynet or Idiocracy, we're getting to that same point in society.
Same thing. Well, the other issue is we got the Connecticut legislature looking into some laws that they want to pass. One of them is going to concern AI and different aspects of it, including data center construction, things like that. There's also another law that they're considering that has to do with things like the right to be forgotten by the internet. I don't know if people realize it, but in California, there is a law that allows people to contact big tech companies and have them remove their information from their systems so that you can't go on Google and search somebody and have them turn up. Connecticut is considering similar legislation.
Let's see. I'm typing my name into Google right now. Let's see.
Okay.
So the second picture, if you type in my name, is me getting my beard shaved. The second, the fourth, the sixth, the eighth. It's me and this other gentleman, which is ironic because it's this Canadian security announces some security manager up in Canada, director of the year. We share the same name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in Canada, the version of me won a Canadian security director of the year for 2023.
Well, congratulations,
Chewy. Thank you. He's a handsome fella. But otherwise, yeah, it's all pictures of me getting my beard shaved. I don't know how I feel about, I can delete those. It'd be a different one. There's companies that do that for you.
Yes. There are companies that will clean you up. There are also reputation repairing companies where they won't necessarily have you removed from the internet, but they'll make sure that what there is on the internet is all positive.
Yeah. Are you ever really removed from the internet, though?
If you were to ask me that, I would say no.
No.
You can. It's possible that you may...
The Wayback Machine, all the storage that's out there of archive stuff.
That's true, too. If you know where to go to get something, you can absolutely go get it.
You will find it.
And it doesn't matter if somebody has asked Google or Facebook or whoever to scrub their information, because you can just go back to some old website somewhere that's got information about you and see it.
That's it. It's all cached somewhere.
Yep. Everything is cached.
It's a scary time. Try to explain this. It's scary, but it's fun.
It is.
Like living in this day and age. Like, I'm the generation a little bit younger. We went through, cassettes to CDs to portable MP3 players to digital downloads to now subscribing for everything and anything under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
When you just were able to go into a store and buy a cassette or buy a CD and it was yours.
Right.
Like, and maps and navigation like that. My generation or a little bit younger, older, like we've had that trajectory of like any and every digital and analog form of music we can think of. What's the next one?
No one knows. No, literally there's no way to know.
It's an interesting time. But if you're out there, it's 9:20 here on WTIC, and you're having troubles with your computer, you got a air quote bug fix, or you can't hook anything up nowadays, and you updated your DJI mini microphone, and you can't find the settings menu, please call, because I'm having the same trouble.
And maybe your coax cable has a pin in it that's a little bit too short.
Yeah, if you're opening up your camper and your cable internet, first world problems isn't working, and you have to rip apart half your camper to create a new coax cable because someone just didn't leave the middle pin long enough and frustrate you for 5 hours. I can kibitz with you and we can have empathy. Just give us a call, 860-522-9842. That's 860-522-9842. We're going to take a quick break here. It's Joey with Dennis filling in for Eric, who's sipping mimosas on a beach in France somewhere. We'll be back right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. Every AI wants to rule the world. They just have to rewrite it because it's going to be AI.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, people aren't even going to be writing songs anymore.
I mean, some of the stuff that the AI can do with music is phenomenal.
It is.
It's scary. Like, I love, like, the mashups. Like, you'll have, like, a 50 Cent, like, a rap song that's done in, like, the dirty country version or something. Or, like, those are just so fun. That's where I think AI thrives, making chaos from normalness.
Now, but you've got data centers that are colossal.
Oh, yeah.
And there's AI code, which
we use it for the
lengthy.
Dumbest thing as
and
human beings.
And you're going to take...
Yeah.
I can't even.
The
man.
Analytics must be out there. I'd love to be able to figure out how many times someone searched in AI chat, whatever, for how close are we to finding a cure for X disease? Verse of make me a mashup of Taylor Swift and Guns N' Roses or something esoteric like that. Like, we use AI for the most random things.
Well, yeah. And yeah, you're right. We're not using it for smart stuff. You're using it for junk.
We have Ed in Wallingford. He has an issue with his smart TV.
Oh, great.
Ed, thank you for joining Dennis and I this morning, sir.
I never miss you guys every Saturday.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, hey, look, question on smart TVs.
They're not smart.
No, they're dumb.
Tell me, they're nothing but aggravation.
That too.
That's about right.
But is it true? Now, you can't believe anything you see on the internet. But
that's correct.
I see stories that your smart TV is taking pictures of your screen every 30 seconds and sending them off somewhere for advertising. Is this true?
Some of them are, yes. Some of them are not. So I can't give you a rule about how they all work. I can say that feature is relatively new. So unless your TV was built in the last maybe year or two, it will not have that feature.
Okay.
But
yeah, this TV,
some of them are doing
that.
A
year old. Yeah, a year old.
All right. It might be in that class. We'd have to do a little searching to find out. What have you got?
Well, I did do a little bit of research, and there were some boxes to uncheck for different things. I'm not sure if what I did is going to help or not, but it's nobody's business what I'm watching.
Well, no, it isn't, but that's the way things are these days. And part of the reason why you're getting technology like that you're buying at the price that you're paying is because the business of building televisions is subsidized by the additional advertising revenues that these companies are generating. A few years ago, I did a story that I think it's the Vizio television company.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make a lot of money selling televisions. They make their money gathering data from the televisions that they sold. That's their main revenue stream. And it's been that way for years now.
It's certainly, if I do a search, say, for, men's pants, say, on Google. All of a sudden, Facebook, I'm getting ads after ads after ads. This guy and the next guy selling me pants.
They're just giving you what you want, Ed. You know, you got to bow down to the overlord. So I do have some information. We are up against a break here at the bottom of the hour news.
Okay.
Do you know what type of TV you have? What brand is it, Ed?
It's a Westinghouse.
It's a Westinghouse because there might be something in your menu that'll allow you to turn that off. It's automatic content recognition, ACR. Okay.
But, I did uncheck that box.
Well, that's
right.
A start.
Very cool.
A start, Ed.
Very cool.
Have a great day, buddy.
Hey.
Oh, good morning. We're
Hello.
Back here. Dennis and myself, Joey, filling in for Eric, vacationing in the south of France, sipping mimosas on the beach. He drinks the pulpy orange juice. I don't know. But welcome back. It's Saturday morning. The sun's kind of out. It's a beautiful Saturday, so I get it. But people are still calling, Dennis.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't they?
Because computers update all the time.
Computers update and break.
Yeah.
And you got to get it fixed.
But, you know, smart TVs, so we had Ed calling in. Ed, we did find some stuff. So, yeah, if you turned off that ACR for the most part, the automatic content recognition, I feel you'll be – that's a good start.
Yes.
You know, your cell phone and everything else in the house might still be listening.
Well, yeah, they're still listening and they're throwing ads at you, even for things that you already have.
Yes.
That the phone itself knows you already have.
Ed, you touched on a spot for Dennis. My gosh, I love it. Dennis is all fired up in here
tonight.
It's
crazy. Anyway.
But yeah, we have stories about that. So we're here till 11. I keep listening and hear Dennis and myself rant about all the apps and listening in. But we're going to go to, we'll go to Lori over in Deep River. And Lori, I've had the same question too. Lori in Deep River, Dennis, wants to know about what? What's your question for us, Lori, this morning?
Hey guys, thank you for filling in today. Hope Eric is enjoying vacation.
I hope you put on some sunscreen.
Yeah, please.
Pasty white geek sunburn very easily.
Yeah, we pasty whites do that. question though, I have it's a MacBook Air 2020. And if I unplug it, the battery is immediately showing yellow. I know it needs to have the battery replaced. But where is the best place to get a battery? I mean, I've got a son who's more than capable of changing it. Or do I have to go to the Apple store, which doesn't always sell you the right parts, to try and get?
Well,
battery going to be 6 years old, the one that I'm getting, and not any better than what I have?
Well, that's part of the problem. Any battery that you get is going to be probably 5 years old, which is already 1 foot out the door. One place you can go, and it's going to sound crazy that I suggest it, eBay. Mm-hmm. eBay. Ooh. A lot of parts salvagers will sell their wares on eBay, and because you're going to be getting a five-year-old battery anyway, even if it were new, why not just go that route? There are also Apple repair places, and I know you're going to have somebody do the work for you, but they may sell you the battery. Okay. I'll have to find somebody around here that does that.
But yeah, I'm in the same boat with my work laptop. It's about 6 years old. And I'll unplug it, and I only get about 15, 20 minutes now. But that's the problem. It's you're not getting a new battery. You're getting the old stock battery that may be sitting on the shelf for who knows how long in what type of facility, you know?
Yeah, hot, cold. Great for batteries. Okay.
So here's my next question, Lori. You know, you don't have to tell me exact, but is your birthday coming up soon?
Why?
Well, just treat yourself to a nice new laptop.
Yeah.
You deserve it, Lori.
You know, retirement is coming sooner.
Okay. Oh. Well, that could be your retirement gift to yourself, because now you're going to need something to, you know, sit by the pool and watch some Netflix on.
Yeah, but the problem, Netflix, yeah. I've got a newer tablet that I'm carting around and using, so that's got a newer battery. Mm-hmm. The laptop is holding the photos. It's holding the checkbook. It doesn't, I mean.
Well, then please tell me you have backups of all that.
Oh, I have a stand-up, separate, unplugged right at the moment backup that every now and then gets plugged in once every month or two.
I feel Lori listens.
Yeah.
You guys have trained me well. so me and our pet bobcats that wander through in the middle of the night. This is actually my second backup because the first one decided one day it didn't want to work anymore.
See?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do that. So, yeah, they do. So I do have things backed up, thank goodness. But I was just hoping for maybe an answer other than, what you've already told me of old batteries with old machines.
Yeah, that's why, make sure that backup's up to date. And if you can do it, this is something Eric and back in the day, TJ also used to pre multiple backups in multiple locations.
Right.
So, like, I have here at work a backup hard drive of all my pictures and stuff like that, and then I have another one at home because the odds of both of them going bad or something happening at two different locations are pretty slim. So it's always nice to have a backup somewhere else also.
Yes.
True. Yeah. If it's critical information, the pictures are lovely, mm-hmm. but they're not critical information.
See, I don't think I'll ever get an ultrasound picture of my kids again.
Okay. I have to provide my rules for computing. Number one, all data needs to be backed up. Number two, it needs to be backed up everywhere. And number three, it's no good if you don't know how to restore it.
Mm.
All data needs to be backed up. It doesn't matter how important it is. Back it up. Because you never know if you're going to want it. That's the bottom line. I mean, maybe you don't care about that picture you took 10 years ago, but maybe there's something about it that's important or significant to somebody, and you decide, oh, yeah, it'd be nice if I could have that. Well, yeah, it would be nice if you could have it, so you got to back it up. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just no way around it.
Because you never know, your laptop battery might just give out one day, and then you are proverbial SOL.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm asking about replacing the damn battery in the first place. You know, because I think you're right. I think I'm probably just going to have to. It's a beautiful laptop, so I really don't want to get rid of it. But
here's the thing: I have the laptop that I have right here. Mm-hmm. I have replaced the battery in it just recently. And I got the battery for it from eBay, and it was in a sealed package from the factory, and it had to have been a battery that was created back when this thing was made. But other than that, it's a nice new battery. It didn't cost me a fortune. I didn't have any trouble putting it in. So, I mean, that's really my recommendation, to be honest with you, as crazy as it sounds.
Yeah, I've never shopped eBay, and I wouldn't know who to trust on there to buy.
Well, you look at the seller ratings, and as long as it's like, 99.5 and higher percentage, then you're going to be all right, pretty much.
And use a credit card, because then you can dispute it.
Yes, you definitely
don't use your debit card. Use your credit card so you can dispute it.
Yep.
If there is an issue, Lori.
Okay.
So you can hit eBay, give us a call back, let us know how that battery works out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The sigh of contempt.
Yes. Sorry about that, guys.
No worries. Well,
I wish I had better advice for you, but that really would be my recommendation.
Okay.
And I've lived it, so I can't, I can't really offer much better.
All right, well, time to call the son and tell him to start looking for one for me then.
There you go.
another project. I love it.
yeah. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lori.
Have a good weekend, guys.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, laptops are people are keeping them, and the batteries aren't keeping
them. They are. And to be honest with you, this laptop is 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it runs beautifully.
Yep.
Knock wood.
And another Ericism from back in the day. Technology never gets outdated.
True.
It gets outdated how far you want to use it.
Correct.
You can still run Windows 98, people, but it ain't going to do much of what you want. That's the problem.
That's true.
We're going to continue the laptop theme. We're going to go to Mike in Bristol. Got a laptop recommendation. Mike, good morning. Thanks for calling Dennis and myself, Joey, today.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing okay.
Good. Glad to hear it. So, yeah, I'm chuckling because I'm hearing you guys talk about old laptops, 2020 or 6 years old.
Yeah.
Well, mine's a little older. I got a 09 HP notebook that I absolutely need to replace now. So, looking for some guidance.
All right. Here's my guidance, okay? You're going to want to buy a laptop with an Intel processor. Preferably an Ultra, but definitely an i5 or an i7. You're going to want to have, I think, 12th or 13th gen, or is it 14th is out?
Yeah.
All right. So 13th and 14th gen. You don't want it to be any older than that. You're going to want 16 gigabytes of RAM or more. You don't want 8. You're also going to want a terabyte SSD drive, which it's probably going to have at this point. They're almost all with that. The last thing that I'm going to tell you to get in a laptop is a aluminum chassis laptop.
Yeah.
If you get one that's plastic, the hinges kind of break from time to time. Also, they can warp, mm-hmm. and then they'll develop heat bubbles inside in spots where they shouldn't normally be. And then you can have trouble with the electronics, just random weird things that'll happen to you that you otherwise can't explain. But if you have a aluminum chassis, it actually acts as a passive heat sink for the entire laptop. And that is an advantage that will give it much more life than any other factor that I can think of. So I would go with that.
Okay.
I mean, what do you plan to use it for? Is it just mainly internet surfing, doing some drafting, some video games?
Very minimal on the video games. Internet, some financial stuff at home, searching when I need to.
Yeah, so you don't need anything with your built-in graphics on your Intel are going to be fine.
Well, yeah. And at this point, you know, a lot of laptops, the built-in graphics are fine. That's what I've got here when I bought it, 6 years ago? This computer that's right here is the first computer that I've ever had with integrated video.
Okay.
Every other computer I've ever purchased has had a dedicated video card. And to be honest with you, this does everything that I need.
Mm-hmm.
So, you'll be fine with regular, what they call integrated video.
And if you're going to keep it for another 17-ish years, you might want to pick up a spare battery. Because you never know nowadays.
That's true. That is true. You might consider buying a battery and shelving it and having it ready to go.
Because that's all that's going to happen in 15 years.
When the battery that's in the computer ages out. Because it will age out. They have to.
Yeah. I'll keep that. Well, that's the problem with mine. The one I had now, I've been running off electric for I don't know how many years.
It would have to be, 3 years less than the age of the laptop.
One more quick question. Your guys' thoughts on MS-365 versus purchasing is like a one-time copy.
Well, there are advantages either way, okay? And I'm going to give you the pluses and minuses to both. You subscribe, that is a bill that you're going to have to pay once a year, every year. It's a commitment, and it's not going to be cheap overall. The advantage of that is that it will always be up to date. You're not going to be ever worried that you're running old code. If you buy the perpetual license, it costs more upfront than the first year of 365. But once you've paid that amount, that's over. There is no more money to Microsoft. The problem there is that it will have an end of life anywhere between 3 and 5 years from now. Depending on which version you buy and when the version was released and a whole bunch of other factors. What I have done, the decision that I made a little while ago, is to go with 365 for myself. A lot of businesses are making that decision too.
I could see Microsoft wanting to get rid of licensing, the one-time license altogether. I'm surprised they haven't.
Well, they haven't. Well, there's a lot of factors. One of the reasons is because of the way the companies that buy from them budget. And there's always going to be a certain amount of pressure to provide those perpetual licenses. So, we've been waiting. We in the industry have been waiting for the other shoe to drop and for that stream to end, but it hasn't. And I don't think that it's going to anytime soon. I think they're going to keep releasing perpetual license software, or what they call retail software, for a while yet. But those are the trade-offs. And I just told you what my own personal decision was. You can take it however you want. It's your own decision. Now, a lot of people are sticking with the perpetual licensing. And we have a lot of customers that are continuing to do it too.
So you'll have to let us know, Mike, what you chose for a new laptop, what the sales guy looked like when you said, I want a spare battery. I'm sure they don't get that question too often.
They don't.
And, you know, which Microsoft Office you chose there, Mike, because we're going to have to take a quick break here, buddy. So I appreciate you calling, sir. Thank you. All right. We have a couple more. We have a call lined up. We got some more time. We're here till 11 o'clock. It's Dennis and myself, Joey, filling in for Eric, and Dennis is still here, on Computer Talk right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. All AI bots made heaven on earth.
Yes.
I'm trying to, if you notice the theme, I'm trying to get in with our AI overlords. So when Alexa will not allow me to turn on my oven to cook dinner and slowly decides it's going to like bake me in the heat, I'll be on her good side. I'll be on her good side. Is it a her, it? We won't get into that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I'm here for the AI overlords. So just remember me. I appreciate you guys. It's been a fun morning. We're rolling at the 10 o'clock. We've had, you know, laptops. So I'm still rocking, Dennis. You'll love this. I have my, it's a Toshiba Cosmio. This was their laptop when they went full-blown, like, audio-video. Literally, right. People, it's like the thickness of a 2x4. It's massive. It weighs like 11 pounds.
I've seen one of those somewhere, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
That one is
That's almost what they used to call a luggable.
That is. Like, you put a handle on a thing and a shoulder strap, then go see the chiropractor. Kids these days, you don't know how easy you have it with your iPhones and your face talks and stuff like that. But nah. Computers have changed a lot over the years. AIs, we don't know where it's going to be. We all speculate. I hope I'm here to see it long enough. So get your laptops, charge them. If you can't, get a new battery. But we got email scams. We're going to go to Adam in East Hartford. Adam, good morning. How you doing, sir?
Good. I know I called a week or two ago about getting that one about the lady that was hacked. And then also about somebody had an order. I got one a few years ago. Did you guys ever see the one that said... act now, your Amazon account is going to be shut down.
Oh, I get those every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know where they go? They go in the spam bin.
And that's the problem. The spams are getting smart enough, you can't just block the address anymore.
No.
Because it's so easy to get just a bank of email addresses and just send them out.
Right. So you can't, the only thing that you can do is mark them as spam in your software or in your email hosting and hope that the software picks up on the content of the email and then says, oh, I know Dennis doesn't want to see this kind of junk anymore.
Yep. I mean, I don't know about you,
eventually,
Adam.
Eventually, it may catch on.
I have so many packages held over at USPS right now that are waiting for my signature in the UK for some reason.
The other thing I got, too, and I got to still... I'll double check with Facebook if I'm allowed to open that account. I told you guys about how I never had a Facebook account, but about a year and a half ago, a lady who's conservative, you know, listens to TIC 1080, and she sent me something about Doge, about the Doge cuts, and then it was sent over through Facebook, you know, through the phone, but I'd have to see it on Facebook, and I tried to open up Facebook, and it said you're banned for 180 days.
I mean, people get banned. Actually, if you listen in the afternoon to Reese, was banned for a while on a post he did 5+ years ago.
What?
Yep.
Seriously? Yep.
I've been banned for stuff that's like, okay, because it's all the algorithms and the AI generated things it's searching for.
I must be doing something wrong because I've never been banned.
I've been banned because I showed a picture of meat that was raw and they thought it was like blood and gore. I'm like, no, that's a piece of brisket, people.
Oh, no.
I thought maybe they thought it was a COVID thing, like it was against a vaccine or something, you know?
Yeah, that's how Reese actually, and his comment was, it was during COVID, but not really towards it. The algorithm will pick up on strange things sometimes. You can dispute it if you really want to and you really need, but it sounds like you don't use Facebook that often.
No.
I mean, if you got the time on a rainy Saturday afternoon after Computer Talk with Tab Airs, you can dispute it with Amazon, but it's like talking to a brick wall sometimes.
Yep. Hey, but keep up the good work, guys. I'll keep listening to the show, all right?
All right.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Don't respond to any princes that are looking for money to get their own money.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
We haven't seen that one in a while.
And yeah, nobody won a large lottery that you have to pay a small amount of money for to get the payoff.
That you never entered.
That's not a thing either.
I promise to be cyber aware, guys.
All right.
All right. Way to go.
All right. There's our first thing in our merch store. By the time Eric gets back, we're going to have a merch store. Ericisms and merch. I love it. But yeah, I mean, those scams, I have so many packages. I get text alerts from UPS that your package needs, you know, your signature. Please click here. And it's a UK phone number.
I guarantee that if I go into my personal email right now, somewhere in the first page of results, there's going to be a message from Amazon telling me that I have to pay my Prime bill or something.
Have you guys heard from the DMV?
It was an unemployment claim.
Oh.
So imagine I get that on like a Saturday afternoon to file your unemployment claim. Click here in my email. And I'm like, okay, first thing you do, you text the boss. Is there anything that you should tell me? And she was like, no, why? So I told her, I was like, nope. And I actually got a hold of someone at unemployment on Monday morning that week. And they're like, you're not the first, nor will you be the last. We get hundreds of these every day. People claiming, because what's the thing you're going to have to fill out for your unemployment forms? Everything. Mm-hmm. Name, address, social, bank account to deposit the money. And people just think that, you know, especially nowadays, you can lose your job just like that over a weekend.
Yeah.
Always double check, triple check these things. Brian always says it. Go straight to the source.
Mm-hmm.
Check your sources.
I got one from the DMV. Number was from Morocco.
Nice.
Whoa.
That I parked in a handicap spot without a placard.
How was your trip?
Yeah, right. Which I laughed at because I've never done that. So I was like, well, I know this isn't happening.
So now we know where Carolyn's off when myself fills in.
I'm in Morocco. Eric's villa, in France.
Her villa in Morocco. I mean, they should have just known when they saw your personalized license plate on the rolls. That's Carolyn. We don't mess with her. You know, but that's crazy. AI does so much. Could it work on this?
AI is
the one that's actually texting you.
The scammers are using AI to kick them out to you.
Yeah.
So is the AI going to try to stop it?
It's the hand that feeds the proverbial bites.
I don't know. I think there's an income stream with it. Mm. That's part of the problem. There's an income stream for the crime.
You then become the commodity twice. So
exactly.
Don't click. Always check if it's a questionable email, text, phone call. Because now the phone calls are getting even more. That you can have a conversation with the AI chatbot.
That's true.
And it'll ask you things, and it's searching for things to answer the questions you asked. So be safe out there, people. Be cyber aware.
That's right.
We're heading to the 10 o'clock news with Morgan Cunningham here again. Myself, Morgan, Dennis.
Morgan Cunningham, who got a write-up in Talkers Magazine.
He's amazing. We love that guy. Right here. Woo. Coming up in 1 minute on WTIC News Talk 1080.